President Bush continues his post-State of the Union political swing with a stop today in Roswell, New Mexico. He'll be talking about the war on terror. The president made stops yesterday in Ohio and Arizona. At Mesa Community College, just outside Phoenix, he touted the job training available at such schools and his temporary worker proposal. Mark Moran, a member station KJZZ, reports.
In front of a silver and gray banner that read, Jobs for the 21st Century, President Bush shared the small theater stage at Mesa Community College with a few dozen community college administrators, adult students, and other guests. Mr. Bush says the flexible curricula at most community colleges these days send potential employees into the workforce better equipped to find a job.
The old days of workforce training are now changing. It used to be that they said, look, just go train people. So states would go out and train 1,000 beauticians for 50 jobs. And there'd be 950 beauticians without work. But they said, oh, we punched our ticket. We actually trained people. Now we've got a new attitude in America. We're going to train people for the jobs that actually exist.
In his State of the Union address, the president called on Congress to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on job training programs for community colleges, a proposal that obviously went over well among administrators here. One student on stage, Stacy Leadham, a single mother, says taking classes at a community college helped her get the skills she needed to make more money and set a good example for her daughter, whom she hopes will attend college.
I don't want her to make the mistakes I made of not going at a young age and having a full future and a full retirement plan and everything. I now have insurance for her. I have insurance for myself. It's a future.
Mr. Bush also talked about the future of America's workforce.
Let's be very frank about what I'm about to tell you. There are some jobs that employers are having trouble filling.
With that line, the president meshed community college job training programs with his proposal to make sweeping changes to the nation's immigration policies. This was Mr. Bush's first visit to a border state since announcing the plan, which would allow as many as 10 million undocumented migrants to work in the United States legally, so long as they took jobs no American wanted. Mr. Bush said this would be better than the horrors of illegal immigration, including exploitation by smugglers, known as coyotes.
It's essential for the security of this country that we have a legal system, so we don't have this terrible problem of coyotes smuggling these people across the hot Arizona or Texas deserts, making money off the system that has now developed in America. I think we ought to let the sun shine in, have a legal system, recognize realities.
Inside the theater, there was warm support for the president's immigration policy change. Outside, it was a different story. David Young strongly opposes any guest worker program.
Mr. Bush thinks we're all idiots and that we don't understand that it's amnesty. When these people come here and he finally gives them the right to, they're going to bring in, you know, 10 of their family members, and 10 million illegals becomes 80 overnight. We can't afford it anymore.
The last time President Bush was in Arizona, just a few months ago, Congress had just passed a prescription drug component for the nation's Medicare program. Seniors here in Arizona are still reacting to that change. Now, as the election year begins, the president is back, talking about job training and immigration. It could be a sign the president thinks these traditionally Democratic issues are now his issues, or it could be a sign the president is worried about voters who care most about these issues. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Mesa, Arizona.